Pleasure to be with you this afternoon, and I would like to introduce my co-presenter, Dr. Ivan Zapata, who's in the audience. We've decided, since it was a very short time to speak, that I would present on the substantive issues, and he's going to handle all the tough questions afterwards, so he's on hand. So what I'd like to do today is provide just a very short overview about the Beyond the Border Health Security Initiative, which is designed to enhance the United States and Canada's collective preparedness and response capacity for health security threats. I'll start here. So this dates back to February 2011. In February 4th, 2011, President Obama and Prime Minister Harper announced the United States-Canada Joint Declaration for Beyond the Border, a shared vision for perimeter security and economic competitiveness. The Beyond the Border articulates a shared approach to security in which both of our countries can work together to address threats that are within, at, and away from our borders while expediting lawful travel and trade. On December 7, 2011, President Obama and Prime Minister Harper released the Beyond the Border Action Plan. This sets out the joint priorities and specific initiatives for achieving this vision. The action plan names four key areas of cooperation. The first is to address threats early, promote trade facilitation, economic growth, and jobs. The third, to strengthen cross-border law enforcement. And the fourth, which is where the Health Security Initiative fits under, protect shared critical infrastructure. Any incident that occurs at or near the border of the United States and Canada, which is the longest shared international border in the world, will impact the health security of both countries. The action plan requires the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and Public Safety Canada, in coordination with their other health partners, to lead an initiative to develop a set of measures to reduce the impacts of shared health security threats using a risk assessment. And this risk assessment formed the basis for our specific planning initiatives that we will discuss in just a moment. So let me give you an overview of some of the other related emergency management tasks. Disasters can result in extensive health-related impacts. And as you know, health security is a critical function to help mitigate downstream and cascading effects of both natural and man-made disasters and successfully rebuild affected communities. As a result, health security is one of three emergency management tasks included in the Beyond the Border Action Plan. And as you can see, the other two are CBIRN and communications interoperability. So in order to develop and ensure that we had steady progress on implementing the Beyond the Border emergency management task that's related to health security, we formed a health security work group that consists, as you can see, of a broad range of U.S. agencies and partners. They are primarily federal, with the exception of the American Public Health Laboratories. And on the Canadian side, they also have a diverse group, but the way their government is set up, it hasn't impacted as many different departments and agencies as on the U.S. side. So here's a list, and if you have any questions, I'm happy to provide specific offices. But here's a list of our partners. So I briefly mentioned some of the times for the release of the Joint Declaration and the Action Plan, but I just want to provide the timeline to give you a perspective of how much has been asked of the work group to do in a very short time frame, and also to help share with you some of the things that we're working on now and where we plan to go in the future. In February 2011, BTB was announced, the Beyond the Border Initiative. In December 2011, the Action Plan was released. In the summer of 2012, the Beyond the Border Health Security Work Group negotiated a work plan. And this work plan went back and forth many times to try and reach consensus on the objectives that we wanted to pursue. We worked on these objectives and task activities up until about December 2013, which was when our deadline was, and we drafted a report to summarize what we had done on these different activities and also our recommendations for going forward. So let's look at the first Beyond the Border work plan activities, just so I can give you an idea of some of the activities that we worked on and some of the products that were developed as part of those efforts. And that will help you develop a better understanding for what we're working on now, or we propose to work on, for the BTB 2.0 forward plan. If you live in the United States, you call it the BTB 2.0, and the Canadians are referring to this next effort as the forward plan. So I try to use both interchangeably, but that is what I'm referring to. So let's look at the initial BTB 1.0. There were four main areas that we focused on: risk assessment, information sharing, cross-border partnerships, and interoperability. Under those four main areas of cooperation, we developed 17 tasks. So this just gives you a very brief overview of some of them. And I'm sure you have an awareness for some of the great amount of trust that goes into this type of working relationship that we had to develop with Canada. It required not only great trust, but a lot of sensitivity as we worked, as we had to take into account each other's country's needs. This includes resources, the unique health, economic, and political challenges. We learned along the way that even words were, we had to be very careful with the words we used. So a white paper in Canada is very different than a white paper in the United States. And that seems like a very superficial example of differences, but in trying to assess some of the, so for example, the information sharing and talking about what works and what doesn't, we really did have to air out all of our dirty laundry on both sides. So during 1.0, we really developed the relationships that allowed us to try and move some of these efforts forward. Some examples I can highlight, risk assessment. As we started to discuss risk assessments and share some of our risk assessment methodology, we realized that a very large gap was that we were unable to share information, biological information, at a secret level. So one of the successes of the first effort was to develop a technical annex, and this is attached to an existing Canada-U.S. agreement that allows for the sharing of classified risk assessment data. Information sharing. There's many more pieces of information sharing that we're working on now, but one example, we really looked at how to better share data and information between the two countries. And one example of that is the Public Health Agency Canada and the U.S. Centers for Disease Prevention and Control are developing a memorandum of understanding that would allow them to exchange BSL-4 pathogen samples. And that's just one example of something under information sharing. Okay. I'll have to talk a little faster. Cross-border partnerships. We can talk a little bit more about this as we talk about the 2.0, and Dr. Zapata actually led this effort. Discussing sharing information with first responders, capability development, alerting and hazard awareness protocols. And then a lot of you in this room might be most interested in this interoperability piece. This included both our civilian and our military personnel, and we looked at some of the challenges that are associated with the exchange of medical countermeasures, lab reagents, and then things and people. So the medical countermeasures, medical assets, equipment, and then the people piece, the health responder personnel. Okay, so let's jump to the 2.0 proposals. And I call these proposals because we have our first call on Thursday, which is our first bilateral call to discuss kind of where we stand on these proposals. We've negotiated, I'd say, about 70% of the way, so you're definitely getting this in real time. We learned during the BTB 1.0 that some of the most interesting and valuable pieces of this that we could share with others would be how did we actually develop the work group and how did we make it a success. And a lot of it is relationship-based, but we wanted to try to memorialize that so that this could be reproduced. So one of our goals for 2.0 is a forward plan development. And that includes developing a charter, terms of reference, making a commitment to report annually on some of our milestones. And it also includes using a building block approach to develop a 3-year exercise program to validate our input. We wanted each of the activities to have very clear, measurable outputs, which we could then use to say whether or not we were successful or where we still needed to invest more time. The second, again, is information sharing, similar to the first, but this time we want to take it a step further. So some examples of some of our proposed work plan activities include a bilateral meeting to discuss opportunities for collaboration on biosafety, biosecurity, and regulatory insight, intelligence gathering and enforcement, the development of laboratory-acquired infection databases. So we have separate databases. How can we either develop a joint database or how can we better share this information between our countries? Identifying which laboratory specimens and samples can be shared, and then trying to cross-reference where those barriers lie. I'll skip down to interoperability. So after we looked at some of the challenges associated with the deploying of health-related personnel and sharing of some of the things, the medical countermeasures and assets, we are now going to try to develop, exercise, and implement frameworks and toolkits to address some of the legal, regulatory, logistical, cost recovery, and policy challenges to some of these cross-border deployments. Included in that is we're going to take it also one step further, and we're going to look at trying to develop that shared knowledge of policies and procedures for the movement and tracking of international patients. Okay, the next is a lessons learned. We started out calling this a best practices, and then we realized that most of the examples that we had from 1.0 were things that didn't work. So it really is a lessons learned. We want to expand some of our outreach and awareness activities to the international community and try and share some of our white papers, our analysis, some of the things that we learned along the way that will help improve global capacity, not just this bilateral capacity. And then the last, which is probably the most glaring gap in the room today, is the collaboration piece. So how do we work together as the Health Security Work Group to identify who our partners should be? And we're not the first ones to work on this. And there's much, there's very strong examples in Pacific Northwest and Great Lakes region. How do we engage and how do we combine and leverage some of our activities with some of the ongoing activities? Okay, relationships to other initiatives. This is just a little bit of a summary slide. It provides an overview of some of the other federal initiatives, global initiatives, and how the Beyond the Border Health Security efforts feed into this. Beyond the Border Health Security Work Group has really made great progress on improving some of our bilateral health security in a very short time. But we also want to make sure that it's recognized that this is not just a bilateral effort. This has also really improved our national capacity building as well. As you can see, some of these initiatives that are really focused on this cross-border preparedness in international venues will benefit from some of the work that we've done under the health security task. So the work of the Beyond the Border has really just created the basis for the preliminary understanding of the health security environment. And what it's allowed us to do is to inform decisions as to where to invest resources and time in order to try and enhance the resiliency of our shared critical infrastructure. And even though we have laid the foundation to enhance this collective preparedness, there is a lot of work that needs to be done. The Executive Steering Committee in September 2014 endorsed both our recommendations and our ongoing efforts. So this is what brings us to today as we're trying to advance additional work and over the next 3 years to try and enhance these efforts and really reach out to more of our partners as we become a little bit more sophisticated, hopefully, in our work. I think that Beyond the Border is uniquely positioned to make significant contributions, and I'm hoping that this will result both in national, bilateral, and increased global health security. Thank you.